Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good.
I think we're cute. Again, these are times where we need videos. We need the things, but it's like you're looking, double checking. Are you in the right space? All of the things. And then we hear scratching at the door because your dog wants in.
Yes.
And all this stuff. And it's like, but we make the eye contact of, we got to stay silent until you start talking and do the eyebrows and the things and the stuff that you know, a lot of times married people do.
Yes.
It's the nonverbal communication.
Yes.
Of, shh, do you hear that? I do hear that, but we're going to keep moving.
Right. Because when we came down here, she was eating and drinking.
She was. She didn't even know that we left the room.
Nope.
Like, and then it's all of a sudden, it's like, where's Dad?
Which I got to admit, it's like, I wish she would realize that her food exists outside of when she's standing right in front of it.
Okay.
Because it's like, especially days I'm working, she'll like hang out down here in the office with me all day and not eat or drink.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh no. And it's like, I could see this look of panic. Like, I want to eat. Then go eat.
Go eat. Yeah. You don't have to stay here. Go eat. But she's being trained
to eventually
be with you and not leave your side, per se.
Yes.
But yeah, but she's doing really good. Because today. So first of all, the time that we're recording this is Veterans Day.
Yes.
So,
and when we release it, it'll be the day after Veterans Day.
It'll be the day after Veterans Day. So happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And all of our friends that are veterans, just everybody just cringed all at the same time.
Yeah.
But we had the most beautiful morning into the afternoon, spending time at the World War One Museum.
Yep.
And with all of your friends, your veteran friends and their doggies.
Yes.
And I was so incredibly impressed with our fearless leader's husband's dog.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maxine is amazing. Yeah.
I'm going, what?
Yeah.
Like, he had to correct her once.
Yeah.
And that was because of Sparks. But we're not going to talk about that.
No.
But it was one of those things, like, all of a sudden she's like, oh, we're dogs. And, oh, nope. Sorry. Sorry. I thought we were taking a break. We're actually working. Here we go. And he had a leash, but he wasn't holding it.
No.
It was she's following right there. All the way.
Yeah.
So incredibly impressive.
I think I've seen him use a leash once or twice. Yeah.
Mad skills.
Yeah. But I mean, and again, he's had her for years.
Yes. But the dedication, the commitment, just all of what you see, I'm just going, like, she's right with him.
Yeah.
And just here we go.
Yep.
And everybody was so respectful and kind to you guys, to the dogs. We are in a probably a building full of, what, 75% at least of veterans, if not more.
Yeah.
And I was telling our daughter today, like, when we got home and just chatting about the day and just, you know, she's about to leave. And I was like, hey, how'd your day go? And I was like, I think my favorite part of hearing of today was just the honor, the respect. You have people from different walks of life, backgrounds, genders, ethnic groups, all of it. And it's just in different and even different branches of the military. But you had this common feel of honor, of thank you for your service. Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? And I was like, it just felt really good.
Yeah.
Around everybody today. I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
This is literally how the world should be.
Yeah. And it's so funny because it's like, it's something about veterans.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's, I joke, there's so often where it's like, there's so many times where veterans don't have to admit or announce or, you know, say, hey, I'm a veteran,
right,
or wear a shirt that says, hey, I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm being super obvious and weird. But it's like, there's something about vets. We recognize each other.
Yeah. It's familiar.
There's a familiar something. Yeah, and it is. It's not like, you know, some people are like, oh, it's because you all, you know, have that military barrier. It's like, it's not even that. It's, mm-mm, you know, it's because it's not like you walk around standing at attention and marching everywhere.
Right.
You know, but there's something about veterans. We can smell our own. It's like, I hate to say it like that, but we can smell our own.
But it's like, even when we go to the VA, right, the hospital, and you're getting blood done or you're doing something and all this stuff, and it's just that, and you've got spouses, you have family mm-hmm. members that go, hi, I am your, we joke, I'm your support human or your service human, whatever, but it's like, you know who is who, you know the players, and it's funny because I would say even being a supporting spouse, being a supporting person, veteran person, I don't know. I'm a supporting player. We can see each other. Like the supporting cast can see who's taking care of who in the equation, right? It's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful. I love it. I love your little motley crew of people that you get to go and you get to learn this new space of life with. Yeah. And it's just good. And today just felt really good too, because you know me, I'm the talker. I'm the one that wants to know all the things about the people.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for the people that God has placed us in the middle of, because it feels like a very mixed matched family, but it's everybody's looking out for everybody else. Nobody, like, we were kind of spread out. We're walking through this museum. Everybody's at their own pace, but nobody left anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you would see everybody casually circle back just to make sure that everybody was still with the group.
Yeah.
I loved that. Yeah. It was just, and I don't mean to go on and on about it, but it was really neat. And so today, as the civilian of the group, I do. We honor our veterans. We honor those that have chosen to give a portion of your lives, literally a portion of your lives, to keeping our nation free.
Yeah.
So thank you, babe. Yeah. Thank you for being one of those people.
And I was thinking about that because, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. I was also thinking earlier, because I know we have friends and there have been talks of, you know, there are some veterans that don't always appreciate being thanked for their service. And there are, you know, a lot of veterans that, you know, oh, thank you for your service. And it's like so awkward. It's like, do I say thank you? Do I say you're welcome? Do I say have a nice day? Enjoy the next 24 hours? You know, it's what do you say?
You nod your head.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that. It's like, you know, because there are a lot of veterans that are like, well, that was my job, or, you know, I did something really horrible so you wouldn't have to. And I don't really want to be appreciated for that, or I don't want to be thanked for that, because then that really brings up everything that, you know, so it's like, you know, you want to say thank you, but it's like, thanks for putting your life on hold.
That's it.
Willing to sacrifice yourself.
Yeah.
And your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Even parts of your body potentially, right? Just like you did something so I didn't have to.
Yeah.
And what did you say when we were leaving the property?
Oh, I would love to take credit for it for mine, but it's not, I've seen it so many places. But it's, veterans and soldiers and warriors and all that, they don't fight because they hate what's in front of them. They fight because they love what's behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know you said you didn't coin that, but that was literally the first time I'd ever heard it. And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, even said it out loud to you, I was like, I think that is genuinely the absolute best way I think anybody has ever said something of that nature, to have a greater understanding. Because one of the understandings that we even talked about was watching history. Like, we're watching these videos and we're watching the things, and then someone leaning over and saying, like, we're literally repeating history, or we're seeing different things of history that are just constantly on a repeat. And then speaking to another one of your vet friends and just looking at them and saying, I think us as a nation, and I'm going to say nations, okay? So, because again, other people from other countries do listen to us, but it's like, it is okay to say, I love my country and still hate some of the stuff that happens with it or in it. It is absolutely possible to have two different mixed emotions there and still be very stable and steady in the fact that I love this. Even though I don't like this. And so, I love that. I loved that.
It's like I've heard people say, it's like, I love my country, I don't like my government.
That's it. That part. Like, I mean, we do. We say it. Our house says that a lot. Like, it's just like, we love our country, we just, we don't like the government. We don't like our government. And it's not even as the whole. Like, I'm sure there's good things that are there too. But just recognizing, understanding that there are flaws and that things need to get better. And it is okay for you to still stay in that space. So anyway, that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're going to be talking about. But
for the most part.
So what are we going to talk about, babe?
Well, I know we are going to talk about a couple of things that we did. It's like, I want to say publish, but it's not like publish, like you can go to Amazon and get it. But we have completed our booklet. Based on our episode 109.
Good job with your
take your vitamins.
Come on, baby, with your research over there.
Well, it's open to the page, and
that's cool.
I have a notebook full of all of our episode numbers and titles. Because I'm weird that way.
I'm glad you do.
Thank you.
It's, one of us has got to keep us on track. And you're really good at it. But it is. It's a booklet that you and I created. And like you said, based off of taking your vitamins, we've already had a good handful plus of people that have bought it. We are going to be doing a couple of little tiny revisions, and then we're going to reorder it again. And so it is available if you guys want to order it. By all means, please contact one of us, DM us, whatever you got to do. If you live in the area and you know who we are, come find us, or you probably have a phone number, so text us. But it's one of those where whether you are married, I believe that I put this in our in the very front of the book, but it's whether you have been married for 5 minutes or 50 years. This is absolutely something that could help tweak the foundation of your marriage and just help continue. And if it's a good marriage, it's going to just make it better. If it's, if you're struggling, then this is going to help make it better. And it's called Taking Your Vitamins. And basically we broke down the acronym of vitamins and what that looks like, what we believe that looks like as far as in a, as far as a marriage is concerned. So we are also going to be starting, we've already started working on our devotional. We're going to continue moving on that. We have named our, we're going to be very quiet about it, but we've named our
working title.
Our working title as far as, as far as the book, one of the books, but I was just thinking, we're in the process of doing the relationship coaching. We're getting
because
that.
Because you're certified. I'm working on my certification. So we're working on a website for that. Just getting all that lined up.
And then start figuring out how we can best help everybody. Because, you know, it's, there's days where I want to stand back and I want to look at people and say, would it be nice for us to make money off of this? It would. I mean, ultimately, in my mind, I think a workman is worthy of his hire. So if this is something that you see, they're really trying to pour into us. And you want to either bless us, or if you need help, if you need a little bit of just guidance, in some stuff. You know, we would absolutely love to be available to people. That's not our end game, though. I mean, ultimately, the end game is just you get healthy. If we get money off of it, that'd be fantastic. If we get paid for our services, that would that is something we would like to do.
Yes. But we're not trying to get rich off.
We're not trying to. No, we want relationships to thrive and to be healthy.
Yeah. I mean, if this could, you know, I mean, between my woodworking and relationship coaching, if that could, you know,
how
be
beautiful.
Our primary full-time jobs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
So, we just got real transparent with you guys. There's our hearts, you know. But we know that God's ultimately got the last say. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. We're just doing our best to be obedient to every step that he tells us to do. And so where this gets to land, we have ideas, but ultimately, you know what? We can make plans all day long, but God, you're the one that makes them happen.
Yep.
So we are going to be obedient. We're going to continue to move forward and just know that God's got good for us and good for y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what else?
I think that's it. I mean, as far as our like projects, in addition to the other projects that we've been planning and teasing, and it's like I feel bad because I know there are some people out there that like they have a never-ending timeline on their projects and they don't have an end date, and they'll like announce, you know, hey, we're working on this, and 5 years later we're still working on this, and it's like can you make some progress?
I think
like I know one of the things is like one day we're gonna get cameras in this studio.
Yes
It's like I almost want to sit here and say January 1st.
Let's do it. Let's just say it.
You know,
let's
say January of 2025, we will have cameras in the studio.
Let's just say
something.
That.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
It's like part of me gets nervous that I'm going to have to figure out like really cool backdrops. So it's not like, look at all of Luke's Star Wars collectibles. But trust us when we talk about relationships.
I think it'd be fine, though. No, I think it's fine because it is. It's nice in here. It feels good in here. Every time we have a guest or even my friends, right?
Yeah.
My girlies with our podcast, everybody is incredibly comfortable. It's a good space to be in. It's a good space to be in. But I think January is a good...
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah.
That's absolutely solid. We could absolutely do that. Our goal is also to kick out another book before the end of December. I would love to try to shoot
25
of like in a month.
Oh.
That's my goal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's my goal.
Okay.
That's literally what I heard in my head, and that's what I'm going to go with.
All right, cool.
You already know. Yep. It's what we're going to do. So it is. It's knowing that things are moving in the right direction that we're going to, I think another book, and whether it's a booklet or a book, but it's going to be something. And then the video cameras come January.
Yes.
I think that all sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yes.
Okay. I know I kind of came to you with a quick idea.
Yes.
How long have we been talking?
Almost 20 minutes.
Okay. This isn't going to be very, very long, I don't think. We had some amazing friends that we had lunch with the other day.
Yes.
And she and her husband are newlyweds, like very fresh. And when she's been talking to us, like he is a lifelong, friend. Yeah. He's a really good friend. He's a good friend of yours that's been there for quite some time. And then it's like, we don't know much about her at all, but she's incredibly precious. So we're sitting here having a conversation. She says, there's something different about you guys.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, like, what do you mean? And she says, now I've been around a lot of married couples, but something about you guys, like, and she goes, and I think what it is this. She goes, when I'm around married couples, and even if they seem very happy or seem fairly happy, there always seems to be this underlying feeling of resentment. something is seated inside of them that there's like this thing of resentment that's on them. I don't feel that with you guys.
No.
And so when she had said that to me, I immediately like almost went through a Rolodex in my head of all the different couples that we know and the people that we've encountered. And I remember distinctly a friend of ours from church talking to me, and I said, can you tell me kind of like what is one of the number one things that you see people whenever they come to talk to you, women, the wives, what is the number one thing that you see?
Yeah.
And she says, they come to me angry at their husbands because they did not keep them safe before they got married.
Right.
And I was thinking, we were intentional. Like, a lot of people know our story. They know how we were very intentional. And I told her, I said, that's one of the number one reasons why we did the things that we did the way we did it. Why we didn't sleep together. We didn't do the things. We kept ourselves very upright and all of this stuff. And it was because we needed to know that the other one was safe with not just our hearts, but with our bodies, with our minds, with our thoughts. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, there's going to be some listeners that are going to be, I know that you and I talked about the ripple effects. We talked about like the ripples and the things yeah. like that. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, my prayer is this. And like I said, this might be very, very quick, but my prayer is this, that if you guys see that there might be something that you keep hitting, or if you are teasing with each other and you tease in a way to where it kind of like almost like you're gut shooting each other, like right gut punches, or you're just kind of poking at each other and not really like backhanded compliments almost.
Yeah.
Too. If you find that you're doing this with your spouse, if you find that you're doing this even maybe with some family members, right? Just like, again, we're rolling into the holidays. The things are happening. We're about to encounter people. If you see that these kind of patterns are starting to happen with those that you are around, specifically your spouse, but like other people, then I would encourage you to maybe try to figure out maybe where the deep-seated, and it doesn't always have to be resentment itself, but just the deep-seated, there's something that's there, that somebody, disappointments or anger or it is resentment, but it's just maybe walk into the holidays, but then into the new year with a mindset that I'm going to be completely honest and transparent, you know, because again, the people that listen to us, most of them are married.
Yeah.
And I want them to not go, well, you know, well, Dina, Luke, we didn't do it like that. We did it like this. And it's kind of too late for us. It's never too late. I mean, one thing we've always said is it's never too late. But my prayer is that your communication opens up and that you start getting really real in the conversations that, and the feelings that you're having. Well, why do I always feel like you're slamming me? Why do I always feel like you're whatever in this space? And then ask God to really help you heal that space, bring it to light. Man, this was like however long ago. You still keep, no. Like, you can still heal that, so that way there isn't an undertone. That way you know, for better or for worse, through all of the things, that you are absolutely on the same page and you're going to be making it all the way till death do you part.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the important part, because it is, you know, I think especially I've seen it especially where, you know, people maybe got married before they were Christians or before they got really 100% committed in their faith.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and they got married and they thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were doing okay. And then it's like, as they dig deeper in their relationships, as they get further in their walk with God, and it's like, well, this didn't line up, or this doesn't, you know, it's, you know, a lot of questions, a lot of, you know, what's going on. And, you know, in the past we've talked about, you know, the fingerprints and stuff like that. And yeah. I think it's one of those things that, you know, especially if you weren't as committed to following Christ when you get married or when you were dating, and I don't want to say regret, and I don't want to say those kind of things, but it's almost like the woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Yes.
You know, it's the, man, we should have done it so much better. Man, we could have done this a different way. You know, oh, if we had done it that way, would we be in a better spot today? You know, and it's those kind of questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's so like in my mind, a lot of it's not so much the questions of regret or doubt, you know, or the resentment, but it's those questions mm-hmm. of the woulda, coulda, shouldas, you know, but it's even sometimes with us, you know, well, if we had done, you know, if we had met each other and done it right before we met our exes,
yes,
you know, would this have been so much better? You know, would we be so much better people?
Yeah.
You know, and it's those kind of questions that it's that thinking, it's that attitude, I think, that we really want to talk against today.
Yes.
You know, and it's...
Because it can get you in a trap.
It can get you in a trap. Yeah. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to sit there and say, you know, oh, I wonder if it would have been different. But it's when you sit in that, you know, it's when you dwell on that. It's when that kind of thinking, when that kind of attitude, when those kind of questions are all of a sudden consuming you, or maybe not consuming you, but they're interfering enough where it's changing your heart or it's changing your mind.
Yeah.
You know, because again, I mean, we could sit there and say, oh man, you know, if I had taken this job instead of that job, you know, if I had been working over there now instead of working here, you know, oh, our finances would be so much better.
Right.
And it's like, would they?
Right. I mean,
or again, you know, would your finances be better, but would your mental health be trash?
Come on, babe.
You know,
come on.
And so it's, you know, so it is. It's those kind of things. It's we play the what if game. We play the woulda, shoulda, coulda game. And we always think of, it would have turned out so much rosier, prettier, fancier, wealthier, more prosperous. You know, we don't think, you know, when we do these daydreams or we get wrapped up into the spiral of thinking, we don't think of the, well, our lives could end up in trash, you know? And I think that's almost the trap of this, of think about it, but don't get wrapped up. Don't sit in it.
Yeah.
You can think about it and say, okay, well, what's a solution?
That part. Yes. That part, because I think that that's one of the number one things, the takeaway, because again, we have words and we have sayings all over our house. And one that is right next to our bedroom is, it's not always necessarily what happened to you, but how you respond in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, okay, so this happened to you. Okay. So maybe you had sex before marriage, there was infidelity that came somewhere along the way. Maybe
you were living together before you got engaged.
Maybe you lived together before you got engaged, right? All of the things. And it's one of those, you stand back and you go, but who could we have been or what could we have done? Doesn't matter. The fact is that it's done. And this is where you stand back and you say, okay, so what do we do now? What do we do now? Yeah. Okay. If you have done something that you know is against the word of God, then okay, Father, we repent. And I thank you that you're going to restore what the enemy has stolen from us. I thank you that you're going to bring back beauty from ashes. I thank you that we're going to learn from this, that we get to gravitate and go higher, as opposed to saying, well, you know, we're never going to be able to be part of something because we've messed up. No, says who? Because we have a redeeming grace. We have a good God that says, hey, just cross, you know, what is it? The cross correct or whatever. Am I course correct? Thank you, babe.
Yep.
The course correct. Just course correct. you're going to be okay. Yep. Because here's the deal. You now have a muscle. You now know better. You now have a situation and you can say, no, you don't want to do it like this. I promise. Tell me why. Ask me how I know. Right. And what it does is it keeps the enemy from coming in and literally stealing any forward progress, any kind of joy that you might be trying to, you know, walk through, any kind of, I'm not this person anymore. I want to do better. I want to be better. I want to strive higher. I know I can.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you and I have said it over the years, if it wasn't for the grace of God and if it wasn't for us identifying and understanding that we are more of who God has created us to be, as opposed to the past that we came out of, if we did not have people supporting us, and if we just didn't have God supporting us in the midst of it, then we would be throwing our hands up in the air going, what's the use, and just continue.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to change, so I might as well just keep going down this path. And it's like, no, eventually you have to say, this isn't who we are.
Yeah.
We get to forgive each other. We get to ask for forgiveness. We get to make right what's been wrong. And then we get to pursue that path together so we can become stronger.
Yeah.
So we can become stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
And so it's like, we're all going to hit stuff in the middle of our marriages. Like, stuff's going to happen, right? Yes, you and I started this amazing story. Like, our marriage is we've got a very, very solid foundation. But we've been hit hard over the years, over almost 13 years. Different things have tried to come alongside and chip away or hurt that foundation. What do? You go right back to, okay, I choose you.
Yeah.
I choose you and I'm going to continue to choose you and I'm not changing my mind in choosing you.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through this together and it's going to be okay. And we're going to have a greater understanding and we're going to love each other. And we're going to be honest and we're going to be raw and we're going to be real.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're going to, at the end of the day, choose each other.
Yeah.
Because that's who we're supposed to be and that's what we get to do.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it is, you know, I joke about it. It's, you know, talk about it, pray about it, date about it.
Yeah.
And if we embrace those three things, you know, if we talk about, hey, I'm feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this question came up into my head.
Yeah.
You know, A, it brings it out into the light.
Yes.
You know, and we admit this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. You know, or, you know, when you said it, this is how I interpreted it. And it's like, oh, no, it's not at all.
Right.
You know, but it's A, you know, talk about it. You bring it out into the light and it takes away its power, so to speak. And B, pray about it because God can fix, God can rearrange.
Yeah.
God can give us the wisdom of, oh, maybe I should be taking this step instead of that step. Okay, cool. And then date about it, you know, reconnect and remember why you are you.
Yes.
Remember why you're married. Remember why you're together. Remember why this person makes you smile that way that nobody else can get you to smile, that special smirk. You know, and that's what it is, you know, embrace those three things, embrace those concepts. And it can, you know, you at the end of the day, you want to be married.
Yes.
You know, hopefully.
Yes.
I pray. You know, so again, taking those steps ensures and guarantees that you stay married.
Yeah.
You know, in good terms.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Know?
Or on good terms, not in good terms. But yeah, so that's what it is. And, you know, again, we're not saying that these kind of thoughts and these kind of questions don't pop up in marriages because they do.
Yes.
We're human.
Yes.
There's an enemy. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yes.
But again, it's the, what do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I know you're a lot of times with our children, you say, you know, our feelings, our emotions, you know, God gave us our feelings and emotions. It's what do we do with it?
That's it.
You know, you can be really mad and angry about something, but what do you do with that anger?
That's it.
At the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yes.
You know, even joy,
mm-hmm.
you know, joy. What do you do with that joy?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've seen the joke, totally unrelated, but I've seen the joke of, you know, people that get so excited that their sports team wins a major championship,
yeah.
that they riot and they destroy things in their own city. And it's
that
like,
just doesn't make
how does
sense.
What, how does happiness turn into burning and flipping cars?
So weird. So weird. It's like, hold on. No. No.
Yay, I'm so excited. I'm going to burn my house down. Woo!
It's so dumb. I don't
what?
Get it. Yeah, I don't
what
understand.
Okay.
So weird. So weird. But it is. It's like, be productive with it.
Yeah.
Make it something, make it work for you. Be productive. If you're going to be mad, okay. Like, I'm pretty certain, like, I've looked at you at times and been like, if you're going to be mad, like be mad at the enemy. Let's be productive about this. If you're going to be mad, then fight for your marriage. Don't fight with your spouse. Fight for your marriage.
Yep.
Use the fuel. You're ticked. You're sad. Then, you're crying. Okay. If you're going to cry and get upset, then cry out of a desperation, out of a praying, as opposed to, you know, crying and whining and, God forbid, please do not go running to somebody else and all the things, right? Like, be...
Unless you're going to run to a pastor for
come
advice
on.
And counsel.
But you heard him say, like, that part. But but outside of somebody like, oh my gosh, he's just such a horrible human being, you know, stop. Take that time, just breathe. Just take a deep breath, breathe.
Yeah.
You know? And then be like, man, like, this isn't okay. Okay. But no, yeah, you're right. It's not okay. So what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? Did you say for better or for worse, or was it just for the better?
Yeah.
Richer or for poor? Oh, just when you have money?
Right.
Come on now. Like, how suck of a marriage to be in if, babe, if you only wanted to be married to me when things were good, that, how suck of that? Like, that's not okay. So you don't want that done to you. Don't do that to your spouse.
Right.
Be somebody that's in the game, that's in it. I'm in it to win it. We're going to do this. We're going to get to the other side, and it's going to be even better than what it was before. But whatever it is, if there are some speed bumps, if there are things, and it does, every so often I'm like, I feel like we repeat ourselves a lot, but it's okay because these are the things that we genuinely, it seems like, on a weekly basis seem to be hitting. It, like someone comes to us on the like on a constant, and it seems like it's the same four things.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. If we can master this, okay, maybe let's try to go at it a different angle. Okay, if we could.
Yeah.
It's fight.
Or again, you know, I mean, I joke that we're boring because we keep saying the same thing. But on the bright side, we're consistent.
We are consistent.
You know, it's. You know, it is. It's that, you know, we are the same people that talk on this podcast versus go out to a meal and talk with friends or hang out around a fire pit and talk with friends or, you know, wherever, you know, at church. It's not like, well, you know, the person you portray on your podcast is not the person that I see at church. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because I doctor myself up when I'm on my podcast so I sound better.
Yes.
And it's like, no, this is who I am.
This is it.
You know?
This is it. What
that's,
you see
that's,
is-
that's one of those things that I'm going to have to work on because sometimes I look grumpy. Mostly thinking for the for video, for cameras.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Cause sometimes I look grumpy. That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. It works when I'm at church and on security. Hey, you look grumpy. Yes, because I want to look scary. I want to look like security person. Hey, Paul. I want to look unapproachable. Why do you keep coming up and saying hi to me? Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, thanks. I want to look unapproachable and be on security so I can protect people.
Yeah, here you are.
Yep. Side note. So a coworker who loves to give me a hard time and wants me to look scary. He said kind of what you say to me. He's like, Luke, I want you to follow me around, but you're not allowed to talk. You just stand there. Just stand there and look like you do. But don't talk.
Yes.
He's like, as soon as you talk, it's over.
It's over. It's over. You smile and it's like, it's over. Yeah. It is. You are incredibly kind.
Yes.
You're a good human being, babe.
Thank you.
You really are. So this week, you know, let's see, the elections are over this week. All the stuff.
Veterans Day is over.
Veterans Day is now over.
Marine Corps celebrated their birthday.
Mm-hmm. All of the things.
Yep.
Okay. All of the things. Like, life can already be hard. Life is lifing. Things are happening. You know, just be a good person and start with your spouse.
Yeah.
Start with your spouse. If things are rough at work, if things are heavy, like in our world, we already told you guys how in our world just things were rough for a second. Just figure out what is causing the roughness.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's this job. It's this, you know, it's these people. Yeah. It's this thing. It's that stuff. It's like, and just name it, find what the source is, get at it.
Yeah.
And then remind yourself that you've got somebody that's on your side.
Yeah.
Remind your spouse this week, today, tomorrow, next day, you're on their side. And even if things look a little hard, if finances are a little tight, if the kids are going a little cray cray, whatever it is, just remind your spouse, listen, I got you.
Yeah.
We're here. We're doing this together. I don't know how it's going to go. It's like, what is it? We're going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whatever they say. You can't ask me any question. I'm just kidding. But that's, it kind of feels that way. It's just like, just know that I have got your best interest at heart.
Because the enemy in the world is doing its best to trip us up and distract us. Why should we help? So, with that, we're going to end.
Period.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.